We've got a fairly significant front and low developing through South Australia, and that's bringing some damaging winds. Fortunately, it'll be mostly overnight. As we move into tomorrow morning, conditions should ease, although it will remain windy and showery through South Australia and the remainder of the southeast. Even the chance of some showers and thunderstorms moving through the Hunter and Sydney area of New South Wales. But this high pressure system will keep much of the remainder of the continent clear. So for Queensland, a clear, dry and sunny day. The only showers are really potentially about the very far northern parts and into the Torres Strait. For New South Wales, now there is a chance we could see an isolated shower anywhere apart from the far north, but they're more likely through the south. Well, there is quite a good chance that we'll see some showers and storms also move through Sydney and the Hunter. The possibility of some small hail through more inland areas. Now for Victoria, widespread showers, possible moderate falls through East Gippsland where there is a flood watch current and strong and gusty winds. We've also got the rain clearing from the northeast in the morning, but then showers elsewhere across the state. And for South Australia, fairly widespread showers, cold, wet and windy conditions right through, except for the pastoral districts, more frequent through the central areas. And for Western Australia, generally clear, a few isolated showers about the south, possible isolated thunderstorm about parts of the northwest, but it should generally be dry.